say amen to them. Thank God.
I appreciate the Lord being good to me.
Yeah.
I appreciate him treating me like I was his only child. I appreciate the good singing tonight already. It helped my heart.
Yeah.
Just had a little thought on my mind.
God bless him.
The Lord will help and touch it. It's what I want. I'm here to follow him and please him and be a willing vessel the best I can be, preacher. And that's what I want. And I want what he wants tonight.
Yeah.
And I just had a little thought here. I flipped right to it. Romans chapter 8. And in verse 5, I got to thinking a little bit. In verse 5, it says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." And I got to thinking a little bit. I'm thankful I have that peace in my heart tonight, preacher. I'm thankful tonight that I have a peace of God that come in one night or one day and saved my soul and brought me up and pulled my feet out of a miry pit and put me on a firm foundation and established my goings. But I got to thinking about that verse 5, and it says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh."
Right.
And I got to thinking a little bit about that, preacher, and how I get to driving around while I'm at work or something, and I see people, and I say, "Why in the world do they do those things?" Yeah. But I got to thinking, and the Lord smokes my heart and says, "Son, you did the same things before I come by your way and saved your soul." And they're doing the same things because they don't know any better. And they're dyeing their hair because they don't know any better. And they're doing the things of the world because they don't know any better. Because they're after the flesh. They're after the feeling of the world. And they're after these things. And I got to thinking a little bit about that I need to have a little more compassion in my life about them. And I got to thinking a little bit that, they can't help it. A babe does baby things because they're a babe. And a man does manly things because he's a man or he ought to be a man. And a woman does womanly things because she's a woman. And I got to thinking a little bit about how we just get so caught up and wondering why people act the way they act. And why do they do the things that they do? But I want to tell you tonight is because that's who they are. And it's what's in them. And I want to tell you tonight, I did the same things. I chased the same things when I was a young boy. And I drove the fast cars because I like to go fast. But I want to tell you that when the Lord come by my way and saved my soul, I wanted to chase the things of God. I wanted to go after the things of God, Brother Redman. It was a sweet peace in my soul. And that's what I wanted in my life. Justin, as you testified, and you chased those things as you testified. Oh, but when he come in, he changed your desire in your heart. And I got to thinking a little bit about how you can go and you can put on a good act in the church. And people might think you're a good person. And people might think, oh, you're a pretty good person. And you show up to church every Sunday. Oh, and every Sunday night. And every Wednesday night. And you might even sing in the choir. Oh, but can I ask you, are you desiring the things of the flesh? Or are you desiring the things of the Spirit? Oh, can I tell you tonight, if you have any doubt in your mind, if you are saved tonight, can I ask you, what's your desire in your heart?
God bless you.
It says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh." And I'm curious tonight, there's a lot of people I know personally back home that they want to say they're a good person and they go to church. And they're all right because they've never killed anybody. I think it's pretty funny, and I used to say the same thing, that that's the first thing somebody goes to. I've never killed anybody. I've never murdered anybody. Why is that any worse? Oh, and then some other sin. We put a grade on sin, how bad the sin really is. But can I tell you that one sin will send you to hell, and it doesn't matter what the sin is. It's a sin, it's a sin, it's a sin. And it's going to send you straight to the pits of hell if you're not saved by the glory and the grace and mercy and love of God. These people I know, they can go to church every Sunday. They've helped in Sunday school classes alongside of me and back home before I was saved. And you know, we used to think, you know, it's just what you did. You were a good old boy, and you went and did good old boy things on Friday night and Saturday, and then you went to church on Sunday, and it was all right.
Yeah.
But there was never a desire to be at the church house on Sunday all day. There was never a desire to be there on Wednesday night. It was just out of duty and responsibility. And through the week, we did what we wanted. And there was no desire in our lives to grow and fellowship with Jesus Christ.
God bless you.
Can I tell you tonight, it was because I was lost.
Yes.
It's because I was feeding my flesh, and that's what I wanted, because I was fleshly.
God bless you.
I'm thankful for the day that the Lord come by my way and showed me that there was more to life than living for the flesh. I can live for the Spirit. I can live for Him.
Right.
I'm thankful tonight that it's about Him tonight.
Yes, sir.
It's not about me. It's not about you, preacher. And I'm thankful for that tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm so thankful for that.
Yes.
It's about Him and giving Him all the honor and glory that's due Him.
Yeah.
I'm worried tonight that we just get caught up and wondering, you know, and we think we fool ourselves. So I believe I had myself fooled that I was a good enough person. As long as I went to church on that Sunday and Wednesday night like I was supposed to do, I knew I was supposed to go. And as long as I did, then everything would be all right. But can I tell you, until the Lord comes in and saves your soul, it's not all right. You can go to church to the day you die. But if He doesn't come in and save your soul, if you don't repent of your sins, and you're going to die and go to hell in a church pew. I wonder tonight how many people, whether it be over the internet or here or wherever, are sitting there listening, and they might even agree. But I wonder tonight, what are you as soon as you click that computer off, or as soon as you walk outside these church doors, what are you going to immediately want to do? Are you going to want to feed the Spirit, or are you going to want to feed your flesh? I wonder tonight, what are you feeding? What's your desire to feed?
God bless you.
I'm thankful tonight. I love the Lord tonight.
Amen.